Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Discussions with Delia Farquharson. Delia is a licensed social worker and experienced life coach, dedicated to helping you achieve your goals and become your better self. She specializes in helping others identify the connections between your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Welcome, Delia.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us for another episode of Discussions with Delia. I am your host, Delia Farquharson, and thank you for joining us this evening. Like I said, it's another cold, at least it wasn't so cold, it was almost balmy here in the Northeast, but there's so much snow, and I cannot believe it's just February. But I guess onward and upward. You know, it's winter in North America. We deal with it. So we have a great discussion for you this evening. And, you know, can't say I'm disappointed in the winter so far because it's living up to expectations. But before we get started, let me say good evening and welcome to my guest co-host, my awesome husband, Raymond. Hi, Raymond.
Hey, dear.
You sound tired.
I am. But you said, you know, it's February, so I can't believe it's February already. It's like
I know.
2015. And
it's February.
It's so far gone.
Right. So our topic this evening is about disappointments. And the thing about disappointments, which is perhaps so unique, is that we all have had disappointments, or we all will have disappointments again, or if we haven't had them, we will at some point have them. So disappointment is, you know, it's not partial based on any demographic that you might fall into. We all just experience disappointment. So I thought, you know, it's something that's so important that affects everybody, but it's not a topic that's very discussed. So I thought it would be good for us to kind of talk about disappointment. Remember, you can call in live and participate in the discussion on 619-639-4621. So you can call in live, and I look forward to having you participate in the discussion. So do join us if you're so inclined. So let's define disappointment. You know, there's a theory called the disappointment theory. And what that theory suggests is that we experience disappointment when a situation has an outcome that is different or I don't like to use the word worse, but that is different than what we expected. So the outcome does not live up to our expectations, and that results in us feeling disappointment. Disappointment, more often than not, is a negative feeling, right? Because it means that the positive outcome that we sought was not achieved, and so because we fail to achieve that positive outcome, or, you know, we have a different outcome, a surprise outcome, then we feel disappointment. And disappointment is usually outside of a person's control. So if disappointment occurs when we are unable to control the situation, right? So again, there's a loss of control that is suggested by this experience of disappointment. So let's review disappointment. When the outcome is uncertain or is a surprise, when we were hoping for a positive outcome, when we, you know, we believed we deserved a positive outcome, we were surprised by the outcome that we got, and we had no control over the outcome, right? So that's what disappointment is. And how we feel about disappointment, how we respond to disappointment, you know, there's a lot about who we are as people, and disappointment has a really significant impact on our sense of well-being, on our happiness. You know, so disappointment is a big deal.
It is.
You know?
And I think sometimes, you know, not all disappointments are created equal, but in their own singular way, they're all important. And how we deal with them, I think. you know, in terms of, as you said, it's out of it. And that's the kind of, that's the one phrase that kind of stuck with me when you said it. I mean,
okay.
We're on the, out of your control.
It is. It is.
And that, you know, that is such a helpless feeling. You know, so you buy the lotto and you didn't win. You're disappointed.
Yeah.
You're out of your control, but, you know, it's different than other, you know, things of greater magnitude and life-changing and
right.
so on. And I guess it's a matter of how do you put things in perspective and how do you deal with them? How do you, you know, don't tell him he doesn't deal with, you know, disappointment very well. Don't tell her because he's not going to handle it well. You know, so it's something that we navigate and we deal with every day in ourselves or through others or with others. But it's,
right.
in some shape or form, every day someone is going through some sort of a disappointment.
Right, you know. And so, yeah, you're right. Disappointment can take, you know, different forms. You know, we can be disappointed in people. We can be disappointed in situations. We can be disappointed in ourselves. And disappointment involves that, you know, the active participation of hindsight, because you can always think, if you use poor judgment and you didn't get the outcome that you want, you can always think, oh, had I done, right, I would have gotten a different different result, you know, and having that. So, you know, it's, I think it's really important to look at how we arrive at this experience of disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, it's usually outside of our control, but sometimes, you know, it might be influenced or caused by poor judgment.
True, absolutely. And not everything is exclusively, every disappointment, you know, is also about control. As I said that, I remember my grandmother always saying, every disappointment is for a good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I guess that's one way of handling or dealing with disappointment.
Well, your grandma said every disappointment is for a good.
Mm-hmm.
My grandma used to say that, that, you know, it's like, I'm trying to say it in
you're trying to translate. Oh yes.
Yeah,
all right. You say it and then I'll translate.
Yeah,
I'll try and translate.
So, yeah, which is basically the same thing. But you say God doesn't sleep, right? You
right.
say something like God doesn't sleep, which
right.
means that whatever happens, it's the same thing.
It's for a reason.
It's for a reason.
Yeah,
it's, you know, it works out.
So I mean, maybe, and again, it that comes out of, you know, dealing with
a lot of disappointment.
A lot of disappointment.
So you develop that mindset that disappointment is just part of life.
Anyway, so, again, and I mean, they have been dealing with disappointments for centuries. And I think it's the impact of the disappointment. How do you approach, if you're disappointed, for example, if you apply for a job, you do the interview and you're sure you get the job, you know, you're so confident, you start telling people, whatever it might be, turns out you don't. You know, on your next interview, you know, or how quickly do you, you know, continue job hunting? Or on your next interview, what's your approach? How did it affect you? Or not, that's just an example.
Right. You know, I think that's a great example, right? But I wanted to kind of bring it down to starting with the children, right?
Okay.
You know, how helping your child deal with disappointment, because it starts really early. Because, you know, they might be reaching for something and you're like, no, and that might cause some sense of disappointment. Okay, because the outcome that I wanted was not achieved. I wanted to do this. You're taking that control away from me.
Yeah.
So it's about teaching your child in a reasonable way and developmentally appropriate way that what things can and cannot be changed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What things, you know, that they need to understand, that some things are outside of their control, and even if you throw a tantrum, it's still not going to change the outcome, right? So I think it's really important. And what some of the experts suggest is that, for example, when those situations occur and you're teaching a young child, you validate the feeling. Okay, I know that this upsets you, that you cannot get the whatever you reached for. You know, validate that feeling, but let them know that that thing that you're reaching for is outside of, you know, it's not accessible to you, right? And that's really an important lesson to learn, because you'll be surprised how many people didn't learn that as children has this sense of entitlement and, you know, and still goes through life with that expectation that I can get
everything
whatever I want.
Everything is within reach.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is attainable. Nothing
right.
is out of bounds.
Right. So, you know, I think it's really important to do that. Exposing the child to lots of things. Exposing the child to different experiences so that, they become more exposed, they become more aware, they become, you know, they have that, they be able to relate to the experiences of different things so that they kind of get to know what feels good and what doesn't feel so good, so that the child is learning that in a real way.
So it's a sensation that it's not foreign to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not overwhelming because it's not constant. Like you're constantly being disappointed,
right.
So therefore you become almost immune to it. But at the same time, you can appreciate the difference,
right? And develop competency in different things
right.
because you just don't know, right?
Because
a child may be disappointed, for example, that they're not good at baseball.
Mm-hmm.
But that child may be really good at basketball.
So that comes from
right.
exposure.
Right, that comes from being exposed to different things.
Mm.
So the disappointment of not being an excellent basketball player because even though that's what you dream of.
You still tried.
Right, you still tried, but then you can shift your focus and say, all right, let me try, you know, something
mm-hmm.
else
mm-hmm.
that I might excel at.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, teaching the child or teaching the child by your response and modeling for them
mm.
how to respond to a negative situation, how
yeah.
to respond to disappointment, right?
Yeah.
So that not everything has to mean that you dissolve into tears. That some things you just use as, you know, lessons, you know, building blocks,
yeah.
you know.
But actually, you know, you talk about kids and things, and I guess for me, my most vivid memory of being disappointed, and I guess all of us who attended primary school in the Caribbean and in Jamaica specifically, and your common entrance come out and your name is not in the paper that the whole world can see. And I remember being very, very, you know, everybody
disappointed.
Saying, absolutely. And everybody keeps saying, oh, but you're so young, you shouldn't even have taken the common entrance at your... What did it matter to me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what did
because
it
you had an expectation
yeah.
of a positive outcome
right.
that was outside of your control.
Right. And it was, you know, it was devastating. I mean, not to the point where you got hurt, but I remember it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember
mm-hmm.
it.
Remember being hurt.
Yeah, I remember it, you know. So, I mean, and, you know, like anyone else, you can think of many others at varying degrees. But I think you're right. This topic, it plays a significant role in our lives because we can't avoid them.
We can't.
They happen. And a lot of them we have no... Some of them, yes, poor judgment
poor
within
judgment.
Our control.
By influences.
Right. You know, but the disappointment is inevitable. And therefore, I think if it's for your own personal reasons and also your children or younger folks, you know, having... You know, you talk about, I wish I know then what I know now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being able to share with your children what that means and how to deal with different types of disappointment. You know, she is going to be 16 and 17, or they are going to have their, you know, their first girlfriend, their first boyfriend. Someone's going to break
their
heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, how do they deal with that? And, you know, how do you help them navigate that? And so on. So it's as romantic as... And
I think really, you know, that's a good point, Raymond. And helping children being able to make decisions about what happens, and like teaching them or giving them some measure of control
mm.
over their lives, I think is really important, right? Mm. A lot of times, children get things done for them and told what to do. And, you know, relaxing or releasing
mm.
some of that control over their lives that, you know, incrementally and developmentally appropriately is, I think, is an important part of the developmental process.
But why do we, but that brings up a point. Do we do things for them or all of that because we don't want them to be disappointed?
I think a lot of times
we're trying to save them
yeah.
from being
when
hurt.
When you think about all these
mm.
parents who have been arrested or caught up in these sports things
mm.
because, okay, you know, my little Susie or my little Johnny is sitting on the bench or somebody pushed them or whatever.
Right.
Parents get so emotionally caught up in that,
mm.
you know, and they do not usually model for their child
mm.
the behavior that they expect. They become emotionally, you know,
mm.
you know, and wanting to make it better, wanting to fix it. So I think that at helping children navigate those kinds of circumstances with real world examples and a real life way, not fixing the problem for them, not jumping to fix the problem for them, but helping children deal with and talk through the feelings associated with the disappointment, I think becomes really important, right?
Mm.
Being able to kind of, you know, discuss
mm-hmm.
or share or
mm.
write it down. What do I feel?
Better understand.
Yeah. What do I feel because of this? What have I learned because of this?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think it's really important, you know?
Yeah.
So, the other thing is that, you know, how do we deal with disappointment as, you know, maybe, you know, as older people, as adults?
As adults.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that. I prefer that to older people.
older than children. You know, one of the quotes that I saw that I really liked, it says, "Don't let today's disappointment cast a shadow on tomorrow's dreams."
Say that one more time.
Don't let today's disappointment cast a shadow on tomorrow's dreams.
Okay.
And I think in many ways that's how a lot of us live our lives.
Mm.
You get disappointed in one thing and it kind of crushes you. It kind of, you know, stops you from pursuing or reaching for, you know, your dream.
Mm-hmm.
Because disappointment is an uncomfortable feeling, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It has all kinds of other feelings caught up in it. It has, you know, the hurt and the anger and the sadness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lots of things. Disappointment constitutes a lot of other feelings. And I think, you know, because of that, it's a really difficult feeling to deal with and to label. So being able to do that, I think, and we just talked about it, for children, but for adults as well, is being able to let it out.
mm-hmm.
You know, to kind of just, like, release the pressure of whatever that disappointment is. Be able to say to someone, wow, that makes me feel, you know, and really talk about how you feel and giving yourself time and space to adjust to how you're feeling.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes pride and, I mean, being an adult, it comes with certain baggages of historical perspectives in terms of if you live long enough, you have life experiences. You know, a younger child, you know, is probably more disappointed in the right now because of less experiences and the need is different. And probably how you kind of go back to your own childhood, right? You didn't just wake up and become an adult. How did you deal with what was your experience growing up and then therefore?
And that's what you use.
That's what you use.
That's what you use as an adult. So I think it's really important that when you're experiencing disappointment, is to understand that it's not a simple emotion, that it involves lots of other emotions, but to really kind of let yourself just feel it, experience it, be with it, rather than trying to run away from it or hide it or deny it or.
I think if you kind of want it, there's an upside to this, isn't it? It could be, you know. I mean, I'm not saying all disappointments are, again, don't get me wrong, are equally weighted. Are they all the same? You know, you can categorize, but some disappointments, I think you can look at them in the same context about every, you know, God not sleeping, every disappointment is for good. You know, how do you take the ones that are appropriate and make them, you know, it will make you, you know, what don't kill you will make you stronger. How does this disappointment make you stronger? What did I learn?
Right.
What
I think that's a good question.
Right. What could I have done differently?
Right. That's a very good question. Because if, you know, especially if it's somebody that disappoints you. So when someone disappoints you, then you, you know, you start to question yourself. You might question your own judgment and you might question that person.
Mm.
You know, but you know, giving perspective to it to say, you know, okay, how can I use this? What can I learn from it? And usually that cannot be done right away. Right? You can't just like, okay, I'm disappointed today and tomorrow I'm like, oh, being all deep and, introspective and saying, well, what can I learn from this dear experience? No, it's about really giving yourself time to experience the feeling, to grieve the feeling, to be sad about the feeling. And then once you have, to put it in perspective, to say, okay, in the grand scheme of things, how does this fit in? Is this so devastating that I cannot recover from it?
Right.
What can I learn from it? Is there anything to learn from it? What role did I play in this outcome?
Mm.
Right? So really give it, you know, give it some thought.
Mm.
Right? And then another thing I think is really important is to know your heart, you know.
Okay. Let's go with that one. Know your heart. Translation.
What's important to you? Right? What defines your experience? You know, how does this fit into the plan, the perspective, the view that you have of your own life? How does this disappointment fit into it? How does this person or this relationship, how does this action that you are going to do that is so disappointing, does it fit in? Because it may not fit in, and that it may be kind of like maybe a divine intervention that this is happening, right, in a way.
Okay.
So that, you know, it's about knowing yourself and knowing whether or not the path that you've chosen, which has resulted in disappointment, may be a good thing for you after all. What do you think?
Oh, that's deep. That's deep. Okay, I'll go with you.
I mean, you know, I think that it's really important because at the end of the day, what do you want to do with disappointment? What do you want to do with disappointment?
I think...
What do you want to have happen with your disappointment?
You want it to be gone. You want it to go away.
Right. You want it to go away.
You know, because there's some amount of pain that goes along with every disappointment, regardless, you know, I mean, well, again, perspective. But, you know, I'm disappointed. You know, I'm devastated. I'm traumatized. I'm whatever level of things that it rises to. But certain disappointments, for the most part, you know, those of that significance, they hurt.
They do.
They hurt. And
they
You know, and it can cause long-term...
Absolutely. It can be traumatic.
Right. And again, it affects, you know, as you said, casts shadow on your tomorrow. Your tomorrow, how do you step out there with confidence tomorrow when you've been disappointed yesterday?
You're grieving.
You're grieving, yeah.
But I think it's really important to recognize that if it has happened and you are disappointed, then there's... You know, you can only move forward from there. You can't go back and change it.
But in the moment while you wallow in it, though, I don't know, till you can put it in perspective and be grown up about it.
Right, and that's why one of the first things is to take the time to sit with the feeling.
Okay. So that's what, so you're saying then, sit with the feeling and wallowing in it. And is a good thing?
No, not a good thing, but it's a necessary thing. It's a necessary thing to kind of own the feeling of sadness and anger and whatever that you're feeling.
I don't mean it's a good thing in the terms of, oh, you should really relish this. You should really look forward to this. More so of, it's necessary.
It's a part of the process. And then, because it's almost like you're grieving your way to acceptance, which is one of the other phases, is to practice acceptance. How do I accept what's happened? How do I accept the fact that this is not the experience, the outcome that I expected, but this is what happened,
and I
have to live with that, right? Because there's nothing that you can do to change it. So I think, you know, that looking at it in that way becomes a really important thing.
Mm.
And again, going back to the question of how can it help you grow? Because disappointment is bound to happen to all of us. It is bound to happen to all of us.
Yeah.
So because it's bound to happen to all of us, how do we deal with it? You know,
right.
I mean, and we've had all these experiences, you know, people being betrayed, people being disappointed, people being, you know, defrauded, just people being hurt. But I think that, and you know, this is probably our takeaway, that out of disappointment comes growth. Out of disappointment comes an opportunity to change. Mm. I think, you know, disappointment presents opportunity. You know, and it doesn't mean that somebody should be purposely go out and try to disappoint you just to help you change. But if it happens, and it happens organically, that it can be an opportunity to grow.
The other one is known as spite.
That's not, you know?
The other one is known as spite. Yeah. And I guess the longer you take, but when you get to the place where you accept and recognize and look for moments of growth and look for opportunities, it's an eye-opening place to be, where you kind of come to terms with it, whatever it is, and saying, wow, you know, I understand it happened.
And now I know what to do or what not to do or what I could have done differently. Does it mean that all the things that you say you're about to do or could do or would do are going to save you from ever being disappointed, even if it's just 1 year? No. But for that time process, till it happens in a, probably in some unexpected, unexplained way, you have a handle on your disappointment.
Right.
And you have a lesson learned and you have moved forward in your own way.
I think especially when it comes to interpersonal relationships where people disappoint other people,
right,
that the fact that you're experiencing disappointment means you care.
True.
Right? So, and so
you're right, because
so
if you don't
is,
care.
Yeah, if you don't care, you're not disappointed. Right? So I think in
yeah,
each, in those relationships
that
it's really important to remember that if you're experiencing disappointment in someone or someone has done something to disappoint you, it's because you care and you feel love for that person. And so, you know, it's focus on that rather than the judgment of the disappointment. So, you know, I mean, let's just go over the takeaways again. You know, you want to talk about it. If somebody disappoints you, then you want to talk about what that feeling is, what that pain is, what, you know, I mean, and how you feel based on the person's behavior. So talking to the individual can always be helpful. Finding someone, if you're not able to confront that person in a reasonable way, then finding somebody else that you can share with, like a therapist, you know, might be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, and this is where I say communicate, which is to ask, actively ask questions and listen. Clarify, you know, you want to ask good questions. Oh, how come? What happened? You know, that's what I expected. And then empathize. Put yourself in the other person's shoes. You know,
mm-hmm.
like, what would that feel like if mm-hmm. I had, you know, if I was going through that?
Mm-hmm.
And I think compassion or kindness is really important in any disappointing situation. You know, to practice compassion. To say, you know, when you share with the person or you talk to the person, how you feel about them. You know, and to try to make it a learning experience for everybody all around. Because chances are if somebody has done something that's disappointing to you, they probably feel bad already.
Sure.
You know?
Sure. But and I guess in your disappointment, you know, that has obviously, like you said, because you care, and the more you care and the more significantly attached it is to your emotion, the more you're going to react. And, you know, the person who disappointed you obviously is impacted as well. And, you know, and again, that can be a critical moment there, that exchange.
Mm-hmm.
That exchange where the person, you know, both of you from a place of friendship, love, relationship, whatever it might be, sharing in that disappointment. And hopefully coming out on the other side,
mm-hmm.
where you're able to see it for what it is, resolve it, deal with it, you know, because something did happen, and then move forward.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think that, disappointment is something that we all face, and it can be painful. I've been disappointed more than once in my life. It can be really painful. But I think, you know, talking...
90 seconds.
Especially... You know, if that's your intention. So keeping the greater goal in mind,
mm-hmm.
you know, do you want to preserve the relationship? What do you want to do
mm-hmm.
with the experience? I
mm-hmm.
think is really important.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just remember that we're all going to experience disappointment, but it's how we manage it, it's how we deal with it that will really speak to our character and speak to our well-being, which we can always preserve if we...
60 seconds.
I mean, choose to be compassionate and choose to be loving. So, any last words on disappointment?
I think you said it all, my dear.
Mm-hmm. So, until next time.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Discussions with Delia. Check us out on the web at discussionswithdelia.com and like our Facebook page, Discussions with Delia. Please follow me on Twitter at Discussion Delia. Thank you again for listening. Peace and blessings.